protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with a Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distant, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, S-U-N-U.com.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we got a long, long way to go.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. Hope you can hear us loud and clear. This is Michael, your host, and this is the Blind and Beyond radio show. Vincent, you still there, Vincent?
I'm still here, Michael.
Okay, Vincent's here still with us. We are live from Orlando, Florida. And you folks that are driving around there, hope you're going to like this next hour, because this next hour is going to be filled with different things. From 8:30 to 9, we're going to have all do-up. A lot of trivia. If you're wondering now what the show is all about.
Radio is on, Lexus on the back.
Who?
I hear Vincent.
Oh, Vincent, you can hear a loud and clear. Your radio is in the back. Too loud.
No, I don't have any radio on.
Oh, no, somebody else. Okay. Anyway, folks. You want to know what the show's all about? We say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. We're on every week from 7 to 9. We educate. We have fun. We inform. Supposed to be a variety show with a lot of things going on. And someone in the background.
Yeah, Sid, is that your radio? Can you please turn it down? Sid?
It's not me.
There. Okay, we muted
Sid. Okay, so.
There you go. Problem solved.
Problem solved.
Okay.
Right now, it's trivia time. Trivia time. This is Vincent. This is your trivia time. Vincent?
Yes.
We want
to give you folks, the listeners here, a chance to name what this song is, and maybe Michael could even give you a bonus if you knew what the flip side of the song was.
Oh, now you're getting crazy. Vincent, you're getting nuts. Vincent, you're making it too hard.
This song came out, and both sides became monster smash hits. It was originally released on the same record, but then they pulled them off the shelves and re-released each song separately.
Well, right now, the only question is, who's singing this song? That's the question. That's the trivia song. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680.
Are a boy and girl. Boy meets girl and love begins. Oh, what a feeling you get from within. For I should know, 'cause
the lead singer, after that, tell us the story. The lead singer is the key. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? This group has been around for years and years and years. Been around since 56, I think. They've been around. They're still appearing. 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song? Anybody know? Now's the time to call in for trivia. 407-894-1680.
Everybody knows this. Really an
aficionado. Well, you know. No, if you know oldies.
Michael, I sold them about 2 years ago up in the Villages.
Yeah. You give hard ones, Vincent. You give hard ones. I recognize the lead singer.
Well, when the record first came out, his name wasn't on the label. It just said...
Okay. All right. Don't give any hints. All right. We're only going to wait for a minute. If nobody knows it, we'll go on. 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song? Hey, Vincent.
Yes.
You belong to any organizations yet?
I'm a member of the United States Blind Chess Association.
Well, we got to get you a member of a local organization so we all can see and talk to you.
Well, I go to the Lighthouse. I mean,
I'm not talking Lighthouse. Got to hook you up with some people.
Oh. Well,
got to join a group.
Well,
get involved in the community, with the blind community.
Well, I'm already to some extent involved with that. You know, I'm involved in a Bible educational work with other blind people too. But I didn't think we don't discuss religion on the show, right?
No, we don't discuss religion.
Right,
nope.
Right. So yeah, I'm very involved with technology. I had a lot more questions for that gentleman Ben and Diego, because I've been using Blind Square as a navigational device for years, and that product, that the strap that he was talking about, is probably going to eventually have to integrate with some navigation tool.
Cannot answer you. All I know is, sounds like a pretty good tool to myself, strap.
Oh,
next time, come on, you'll call and ask again. You'll call right. When he's on the show next month, you'll call and ask him.
It's a safety thing, because if it could protect you from walking into things, I've, in my own house, I have bent over and smashed my face on a cabinet door that was left open, and all of us blind people were closer to the wall than we thought we were, and we bend over and we hit our head.
Yeah, I know that.
That kind of device would be very, very helpful to us.
What's helpful is telling your sighted folks in your household to close the doors and don't keep on moving things. That's why I have to tell my sighted wife, because every time she's moving things, messing me up, especially the refrigerator.
How about this, Michael? You drop a chess piece on the floor and you can't find it.
They need to have audio like Beeple. So each piece needs to have a sensor.
I couldn't believe what I did this week.
What did you do?
About the pills.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
You know,
I took the wrong pills. I was supposed to take – I thought I was taking 2 sleeping pills to go to sleep because I had my operation on Friday.
Right.
And I took – what did I take? The antibiotic.
I took 2 antibiotics.
I was supposed to take 1 every 12 hours, and I took 2 at the same time.
Wow. George, I forgot to tell you, George lives right around the corner from Overbrook School for the Blind, and he helps Overbrook School. He does some things to help raise money for them.
Yeah, right.
Very nice.
Yeah, George.
And nobody's calling in right now for the trivia, so I guess we'll give the answer. Chris, anybody on the phone?
No, it's not. I had our good friend George from Philly to call, but he just came right in and said, yeah, I know who that is. Yeah. So, but nobody else.
Well, he can't win again.
Let's go to break now.
Okay, I'm going to go tell who it is, and then we'll go on with the show. That was Little Anthony and the Imperials. Little Anthony and the Imperials. That was Little Anthony and the Imperials singing.
I
know the song.
Two people.
But Vincent, you tell the name of the song.
Two People in the World. It was originally the flip side of Tears on My Pillow.
Okay. Chris, let's go to break.
We're going to go to break.
To our guest call.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform perform for you.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Join us March 6th through March 14th, 2021 for the 36th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference hosted by California State University Northridge's Center on Disabilities. For the first time, the CSUN Conference will be held virtually, giving everyone across the world the opportunity to experience the latest innovation, research, and cutting-edge technology solutions showcased at the premier assistive technology conference. Attendees can access over 200 educational presentations and can participate in interactive pre-conference workshops for more in-depth training and content. And don't forget to visit the Exhibit Hall, open March 9th through March 13th, which is free to the public and offers an opportunity to interact with companies who develop the products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and to register, visit the conference website at csun.at/conference.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
AbleDocs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With AbleDocs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. AbleDocs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Spectrum Power Studios. When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Yes, welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in, if you really want to, which I really would love to hear from you, is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. You are up, Lynn. You are up.
Okay, well, we're going to get technical again, so I'm going to introduce our next guest caller and turn it over to him. All right, our next guest caller is Adam Spencer, and Adam is the founder and owner of AbleDocs, and Adam is calling in from Toronto, Canada. Welcome, Adam.
Welcome, Adam.
Thanks so much, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here.
Welcome, welcome.
So, Adam, if you could explain what AbleDocs is all about, we'd appreciate it. Let the people know.
Yeah, so AbleDocs is the worldwide leader in PDF and all document accessibility products and services. So we were founded 2 years ago as a conglomerate of four of the leading document accessibility firms in the world. We had been kind of working in our own verticals within document accessibility and realized that there was much more, I would say we were going to be able to provide much more product and service to our clients who needed those complementary products if we were together rather than being apart. So we did that 2 years ago. We now have 9 offices in 6 countries and work in 49 different languages, making documents available to users of adaptive technologies.
Wow.
You are international.
So you are international. So what we're talking about right now is our listeners that are, let's say, in charge working with their companies, and they buy product from you. It's not really to the end user, the folks listening to the show. It's the folks listening to the show that are purchasing agents or purchasing for their different organization, for a lighthouse or any organization, the schools, any businesses that buy products like this. Is that correct? Did I say it right?
It's a fair comment. I mean, ultimately, our number one concern is the end consumer. You know, your listeners, we want to make sure that you all have barrier-free access to all content. And one of the challenges historically is getting organizations to recognize that the content that they're producing is inherently inaccessible.
Adam, why don't you give an example? I mean, I'm not an expert, so I can't really hone in on the right question to ask, but I know that there's a problem out there in the blind community with PDF file accessibility. So if you can go into that a little bit and explain to people how you can remedy that situation.
I would even go further, Lynn. It's not even just a challenge. There's an organized hatred towards the format, claiming that PDF is dead and PDF is completely inaccessible. And historically, I would agree. I've been in the industry for over a dozen years, and you know the way that PDF used to be accessed, it was a flat image. It was horrendously inaccessible. And a user's experience was opening a file and it would say blank. Well, how helpful is that? So when you recognize that, one, PDF is not going away as a format. There are over 2 billion PDF files loaded to the internet every single year. And that's the public-facing internet. That doesn't include things like personal statements and bills and invoices and all of those things behind logins. So organizations aren't leaving the format. So our job is to make sure that that format is available to blind users and making sure that all of their information is available. So whether it's a public-facing brochure or a fact sheet or a report or a textbook or a quiz or a form or a credit card statement, a bank statement, all of those types of documents, large organizations and small organizations, the common path, nobody sets out and says, I'm going to write a web page, and they open a plain site and start writing text. Text is written in things like Microsoft Word or Google Docs or OpenOffice, and then it's created into something else. And very often that creation goes towards a PDF. And there's, again, historically, PDF was horrendous. But in the last 8 years, there's been a huge stride to make sure that the experience with a fully accessible file is just as usable, interactive. It uses the same keyboard commands in a screen reader that an HTML page does. So anything you know in a web page can be done in a PDF, provided that it's made accessible. And for too long, we've allowed, quite honestly, snake oil salesmen to run around saying they know how to make a file accessible, but it doesn't meet the conformance levels. And it's not just checklists. It's making sure that all of those pieces are tagged semantically correctly. So we're conveying the information in a way that a user understands what's being conveyed, just like on a web page.
If you have any questions that you would like to ask, call now to speak to Adam.
I have a question for you, Adam.
Sure.
Say I have an existing PDF document right now that you used a word a moment ago, image, because that's the way the screen reader looks at a PDF. It's an image. It's not text. Can I take an existing PDF that I have right now and with your software turn it into a fully accessible document?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, then that's a breakthrough product.
Well, and we have over 20 products and services because not every document is created the same way. And you need to use the right tool for the right file. And what's really exciting is we've got a new offering coming out, and I'm saying this a little early, but it's coming. It's a fully accessible PDF viewer on a mobile device. So whether it's Android or iOS, so Apple or Android, you're going to be able to interact with all of that content within a PDF.
Wow. And that would be for anybody, Adam, not just the organizations?
That's correct. No, we're releasing it for free to the end user.
Oh,
if it's an organization.
I have a question.
You want to make,
yeah. Here's a question. Would your documents be perfect for a hospital? The reason why I asked that question, because I went into a hospital, they asked me to sign these papers, and if I can't read Braille, but if I could, I still could have these papers you make to sign.
On the tablets.
So the point is, they give these papers. I would assume that would be a big customer of yours. Yeah. Because they would have paperwork that made it in Braille, and the hospitals could give people that are blind to sign them.
The problem is the sighted world is ignorant. And it is. One of the biggest things that we have to continuously do is educate the sighted world to recognize that there's a difference between token accessibility. You know, I always add this with like Braille on bathroom doors. Nobody is running around down a hallway just randomly grabbing at the wall, trying to find a door and then see, does this say man, woman, or, you know, unisex or whatever. There needs to be direction to it. And so it's not trying to call them out for being ignorant, but there's an education piece. And so for the hospital, they get all excited because, ooh, look, I've put this on an iPad and you can sign this. Yeah, but it's completely inaccessible to someone who can't read it.
We have a caller. We have a caller. Shelly, where are you calling in from, Shelly? Shelly, are you there?
Somebody's got their...
Shelly?
Chris will take Shelly's call.
Where is she calling from? Shelly? So we have to go on the next person then.
No, I'm sorry. That was a typo. It's Sheila. I'm sorry.
Oh, Sheila?
Yes, I am. Hi, Michael.
Oh, hi, Shelly.
Hi, Shelly. Shelly Sheila. Where are you calling from?
Orlando,
Shelly Young.
Florida.
Oh, I recognize the voice. That's Shelly Young from Orlando. I recognize that voice. How could you miss it? Okay.
You have a question
You have
for
a
Adam?
Question for Adam?
I do, and I love what you just said, token. I love it. I love that because I am so frustrated with, well, our website is accessible. No, it's not. Okay? I'm good on a computer, but your website is not accessible. My question to you, sir, is about JPEGs. So what are you doing about JPEGs? And I do have another question. If those of us who do use smartphones and use shopping assistants to buy our groceries and a shopper wants to send us an image, is there a way that that can be incorporated into the text
Oh, and Sherry has a question, and Kevin has a question from Greensboro.
It will
Everybody's
tell us
got questions.
What,
you're not going to have much time for doing.
So I'm going to hang up and listen to your answer. But thank you. I love what you're doing.
How are we going to do this?
Well, thank you so much. And the questions were great. From a JPEG standpoint, I think one of the biggest challenges that we're overcoming is that people are still embedding text within an image, which is horrendous. I mean, it's an old way of thinking about print, and we've moved beyond that. You know, accessible access to images is a big part of it. The first thing we do is run an image-to-text recognition, you know, an OCR engine, where we can convert that to live text. And then we can put a wrapper around it that feeds that to either a screen reader or any text-to-speech tool or a reflow tool. That's the biggest thing that you can do as a first step. I would argue avoid the JPEG altogether from a creation standpoint and recognizing how users are going to interact with the content, not just, okay, I can file save as JPEG or PNG or whatever. It's better to save it as an SVG because now we have live access to the text. In terms of the shopping side, you know, and it really depends on how those shops are being created. And you've got to recognize that, the organizations that are posting it, they think their only mechanism is to sell it with a pretty picture, not recognizing. And this is the whole reason behind the Target lawsuit a few years ago. You've got to provide access to the information that's being conveyed, not just the pretty picture of what's on the screen. And if that's embedded, then we overcome all of those accessibility barriers because you can now interact with the content. You can skip the content using, you know, a heading structure or a list and move one item to the next. And a great search function is going to bring you there that much faster. So I would argue that's the better option. But too often, companies who are procuring services are looking for something new and shiny. I always go back to the flip book. Where people are saying, ooh, look, it visually looks like I'm flipping a digital page. Nobody cares.
All right, now we have Kevin.
The information.
Yes. Thank you, Sheila, for calling in.
We have to run.
But now we have Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Quick question, Kevin.
Hey,
Kevin, you're there?
And Michael. Yep, I'm here.
Hi, Kevin.
I have a question for your guest there.
Yeah, Kevin.
Okay, my question is, I buy electronics now and then, and the manuals are available online, but when I download them to read them, PDF form, they don't. The screen reader doesn't read them. So if I scan the manual in using the scanner, it still doesn't read it. And doing some research, it seems that the manufacturer put some type of code in that doesn't allow screen readers to read the stuff. Does your software help with that at all?
It does. And if you go back to those manufacturers, we can help them from when they create the manual. The problem is there's nothing that's blocking it. It's that they haven't enabled the functionality. And again, it goes back to the old PDF problem, which is it's coming through as a flat page. I mean, the history of PDF, and I know we don't have a lot of time, so anytime you want me back for a longer discussion about
I want to have you back.
We're going to have you back, definitely. Yep, yep.
But, we'll have you back. But
we have quite a few calls. I have to come on, but we can't have them on. So yeah. We'll have you back. We'll have you back in a few weeks.
Okay.
Sounds good. The short answer, Kevin, is all of that can be solved. And if any of you have any issues, please send us an email. You can send it to contact, contact, at abledocs, abledocs.com. We're happy to take a look. We're also happy to advocate on your behalf if you'd like us to go back to the organization.
Oh, that's
good. We're not going to sue them or do anything like that, but a lot of it is awareness building and helping organizations. They want to do better. They just don't know where to start. And you know, again, I've been doing this a long time, and I'm still amazed at the level of ignorance of major multinational organizations not recognizing that the content they're creating is still accessible, even though we have law in most of the developed world. We really need to just help themselves. Okay. And that's a big part of what we do.
Okay, we'll have you back in a couple of weeks. We got a lot more people that want to come on. So we'll have you soon. Yep. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you so much, Adam. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Take care. Stay well.
Take care.
Thank you. And don't forget, folks, go to our webpage if you want to know more.
Just click on Abledocs.
Click Abledocs. When you go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and look up Abledocs and just push it and take care of it. Right now, well, it's time for, we talked about doo-wop. Now it's doo-wop time. Okay, this once in a while we have this. Sid Payne, are you on the air?
Sid Payne is here.
Okay, Sid Payne, you're there. Okay, Sonny doo-wop, are you on the air?
He is. I'm trying to unmute him.
Sonny, Sonny doo-wop, you there?
Yes,
I'm here. Good evening.
Okay, all right. Sonny. First, okay, Sonny, not yet. Okay, first I want to talk to Sid. Sid?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's talk a little about the oldies. Let's talk about what we were talking about a long time ago, about people that would know about, well, let's talk about what you want to talk about. People would be very interested about that.
What I wanted to talk about is I want to go back to the beginning for, you know, the doo-wop era, back in the early, well, mid-1950s and late 1950s and whatever. And I'll ask a couple questions and wait and get some answers later. But when I look back and say, you know, how difficult it was for a lot of the black artists or the black owned record companies to get records played basically on the white stations, the top 40 stations. And when we look back, I think, why did Dick Clark play Tutti Frutti by Pat Boone instead of playing the original by Little Richard? And I also wanted to mention, like, I remember being on Bandstand and asking Dick to play The Drifters, There Goes My Baby. And I'll never forget what he said. You really like that? Oh, God, you know. And I had to keep bugging him for, like, the next 2 weeks. Finally, he played it. And, of course, you know, it became an overnight smash, and it went to the top 10 on the Cashbox and Billboard charts. But that's just part of it. There were a lot of, you know, records that took time, you know, that were crossover records. It started out on the, you know, the R&B stations, you know, like Church Bells May Ring by the Willows and Maybe by the Chantels.
Let's talk about Bobby Robinson. Talk about Bobby Robinson. People don't know who that is. That's very interesting.
I'm getting to it.
Okay.
So just how difficult things were for black-owned businesses to get, you know, their records played. And I look back, when I worked at Mainline Distributors, you know, in Philadelphia, we handled a lot of those record companies that were owned by the young black entrepreneurs. And one of the guys, there was a record shop up on 125th Street in Harlem, and it was the first black-owned business on 125th Street. It was called Bobby's Record Shop. Bobby happened to be a guy by the name of Bobby Robinson, and he started some record company, you know, different labels. And I have to say, we handled a lot of his product at Mainline Distributors. He had record labels, Fire, Fury, Everlast, Red Robin. He started a record company with a guy named Juggy Murray called Sue Records.
I can Tina Turner.
Yep. And he also had, he started a label with his brother, Danny, called Whirling Disc, which, you know, had Earl Lewis in the Channels. And
Bobby's Record Shop was next door to the Apollo Theater.
Right. And I got to tell you, some of the acts that he had, the Scarlets, Louis Lyman and the Teen Chords, the Charts, Wilbur Harrison.
Gladys, number one record, Kansas City.
Gladys Knight and the Pips, Jackie and the Starlights, King Curtis, Buster Brown, you know, on and on and on. I mean, and most of these records never got played on the top 40 stations. You know, it was guys like Georgie Woods and Jocko and Bill Curtis and Kay Williams. They were the guys that played these records in Philadelphia. And they made them hits, but they never crossed over. They never became, you know, big pop hits. A few did, maybe, like, well, you know, Wilbur Harrison, Kansas City, and Gladys Knight, you know, her first record big hit was Every Beat of My Heart. And there was all kinds of fights between Fury and DJ Records and everything else. But that's how it was in the late 50s. It was just so difficult. And, you know, many of those record companies, you know, there was Herald and Ember, owned by Al Silver up in the, I guess he was in New York. When I heard you earlier talking about, you know, the number one all-time R&B doo-wop song, which was by the Five Satins, in the Still of the Night on the Ember label, and I go back and say I think the number two all time record was Earth Angel by the Penguins, which was on a West Coast label called Dutone, and that was owned by a guy named Dootsie Williams, and you go all around the country. This is way before, you know, the Motown sound really started. You know, you had Duke Records out in Texas, out in Houston, Texas, owned by Don Roby. Another a black entrepreneur, you know, so on and on and on, you know, these records kept coming, but, you know, the promotion man always had problems until, you know, naturally there was a lot of payola going on, and that's a whole nother story.
Okay, but, Sid, wait, we got to go now to the doo-wop from
Sonny.
Sonny, you there?
Yes, good evening.
Okay, Sonny, okay, now it's your tribute time. You can ask Sid, Vincent, and myself any questions you like, and what we're going to do is we will give play 15 or 20 seconds of the song, and we have Sid,
yeah,
or Vincent or myself have to guess the name of the song, but I want to get the listeners to name the group or single person who's singing the song. So let's go first. Okay, I'm losing my mind here. It's
Chris, okay, cue up song number one. Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, my
God. Oh, that's crazy. Oh, my God. This be magic, my dear, my heart's all aglow. Okay, that's enough. Oh, I knew that. So I knew the first word. Okay, Sid, I know you know it. Vincent, you think you know it?
No, I don't think I know it. I know it.
Okay. So, Sid, we'll get you. See, we're not going to give the name of the group. Anybody out there can call in if you know the name of the group. We're going to give you 1 minute to call in, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Sid is going to tell you the name of the song. He's not going to tell you the group. Anybody call in, you can guess the name of the group. Sid, you're up. Sid, what's the name of the song?
Could This Be Magic?
Could This Be Magic? That's correct.
The Gone label.
Gone, that's right. No, but the question is, who's singing this song? Anybody know? Now, since we're giving you 1 minute to call in, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? Sid guessed it and said, Could This Be Magic? Who's singing Could This Be Magic? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? 1 minute.
Can I ask
you, Michael? I want a gift card for La Spada's to get a steak sandwich. If I could tell you the lead singer of the group.
Okay. What's the next song? Second song. Why they're calling in for the first song? Chris, play the second song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's enough. Okay, Vincent, you know it?
Yeah, I have a Canadian pressing of that song on the okay. Gone Lady.
Just say the name of the
Chapel of Dreams.
Chapel of Dreams. Is that correct?
All right, I got Harry on the phone line for the first one. Harry from Delray, Florida. Did I say Harry? Uh-oh. Wait, I think Harry, can you turn your radio down for me, please?
Go ahead.
All right, you're on the phone line. How you doing? Harry, right? Did we say Harry?
Howie.
Who's
okay.
Harry?
Howie
from... Where did I get Harry from?
Oh, Howie.
See, I'm doing a lot.
Howie.
Thank
you, Chris. Harry.
Howie. Okay, so who's singing the first song? Who's singing it? First song.
That's Richard Blandon and the Dubs.
The Dubs, you got it. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway, Howie. Okay, give your name, and we'll send it out to you. $10 gift card from Subway. Pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Thank you, Howie.
Love it.
Go to the second song.
Play for Carla, Blind and Beyond Radio Show. How you doing, Carla? What's your name? Okay, I'm back. Where we at now?
The second song. Who's singing the second song?
Okay, so I know we I got George on the phone line from Philly, but we can't take George. And then
okay,
I got
this caller
I
got to
take, but we should be on our third song, which is this one right here. Let's go.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment.
Okay, that's enough.
I am happy with the Lord.
That's enough.
We're making them too easy.
Okay, so Sid, you're up again. Sid, you think you know it?
Crying in the Chapel, 1953.
Is he right? Sonny Dew Up, is he right?
Right, yes.
He's right. Sonny Dew Up said he's right. Okay, Sid, you got it again. And the question is, who's singing the song? Who is singing the song? 407-894-1680. So we didn't get the person singing the second song or now this song. Okay.
All right, so I got Mac from Boca Raton on the phone line. Mac, M-A-C-K from Boca Raton. You there?
Yeah, Mac. I'm here.
All right, Mac, who was that singing that song?
Which one? Number two or number one?
Number two.
They're both the same. They're both sung by the Dubs.
You're not supposed
number
to sing
that. Number one and number two.
But you didn't, shouldn't have said that, Sonny. Okay. You're not supposed to say that. People didn't know that. Okay. He's calling now for number three then. You shouldn't have given away.
Number three is Orioles. Orioles.
Who's saying that?
The Orioles, number three.
Sonny Till and the Orioles.
So who said that?
The caller said it?
Okay, so you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. And who was on the phone that I just gave away $10 from? I'm losing my mind here.
Name's Mac.
Mac.
It's Mac Rosenblatt.
Yeah, give your name.
Bubba Tom, right there.
Yes, we can send you a $10 gift card.
Hey, Mac, do you ever go in the bait shop down there in Boca where Bruce works?
No, I'm sorry, no. I'm retired.
Bruce Lawless, he's a guy from Philly, friends of Sid and mine. He works at a bait shop, but I don't know the name of it, but it's in Boca. That's where he lives.
Okay, you got any more songs, Sonny, do up?
No, I have a total of 10, but we're not going to have time.
No, not time. We don't have 10. Okay, what's the next song?
It's a harder one, Sonny.
I was told to give easy ones by the host. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. I don't want it very hard. I want the audience to know them, too. Let's go. What's the next one?
Chris?
He's probably taking the name and address down from Mac.
All right. In the meanwhile, there's a tiny backstory on Crying in the Chapel. The late, the great Sonny Till is no relation to me, Sonny Dewop.
Ah!
No, I'm afraid not.
Okay, I'm back. Where are we at? I got Kat on the phone line who I was just talking to, and I'm kind of missing the last person that just got the dubs out. Was that Mac?
No.
Was that Mac?
Mac, I got number three. We're now going to number four song.
Number four, Chris. Please.
Okay, all right. Here
number
we go.
Four song.
Number four song coming up right now. Did I place Mac? Mac, hold on, Mac. Don't hang up, all right?
Okay, I won't hang up.
Okay, there we go. All right. Here we go. Number four song.
Mass Confusion here. Mass Confusion. Oh, my God. That's so easy. That's enough. That's enough. That was enough. You play 1 minute, 1 second of that song, you know who it is. That's it. That's a gimme. You know who it is.
Yes, I know who it is. It's the Caprice.
You're not supposed to say it.
You're not supposed to say the name.
Oh, you're only supposed to say the name. You're not supposed to say the name of the group. That's the audience is supposed to call.
Go to number
five. All right, what was the record company? Come on.
Last night it came out on the first time.
No.
Now, who produced? Now, what record company produced it?
It was a blue label. Okay, I'm going.
Oh, we got me stuck the label now. There's a moon out tonight.
I'll give you a hint. There's a billion stars.
Call them Blind to Be on Radio Show. How you doing, caller? What's your name? Yeah,
I'll go to the next song.
What? No.
The answer to number four, There's a Moon Out Tonight, was Planet Records back in 1988.
Planet, right. That's it.
All right, Chris, number five, because it's getting late.
I know this is a lot going on over here for me on this end. I'm answering the calls, trying to take names and play the songs and listen to you at the same time. All right, what song are we on?
Number five.
All right, here we go.
I feel sorry for you, Chris.
I got Kat on the phone line because she was trying to get the other one, but somebody else here done got it already. But I got Kat right here, and she's listening now.
All right, keep right. Like this. Maybe she'll get it.
All right, so here we go. Here we go.
She'll get this one.
You're my love.
Oh, my goodness.
You're my angel. You're the girl of my dreams. I'd like to thank you for waiting patiently.
All right, that's it. That's all we got right there.
That's all you get right there.
All right. So I'm gonna patch.
You're up.
I'm gonna patch Kat through. I'm gonna patch Kat through. All right, because Kat was waiting and she's been waiting and she's not gonna whoop me no more.
Who sings the song?
All right, Kat.
This is patching somebody through.
Kat, who was singing that song, Kat? Kat, who was singing that song?
That's not fair. I answered first, and they're getting a gift card, not me.
No, Kat. Wait, no, Kat. This is the one that you're supposed to be listening to now, Kat.
We didn't do it. You're supposed to say who sang the song.
The Dubs was the first one.
Right, but remember,
that was a while back.
Remember, I said somebody got that one already.
Dreams. Aw.
So, do you know this one we just did?
What?
So the name of the song was Daddy's Home. You know who's singing Daddy's Home?
No, Sonny only told me there was going to be three songs, and I got the answers to all three. That's not right. That's not fair.
All right, Kat.
I answered first.
Kat, you have to listen. So this is what I need you to do, Kat.
Aww.
I got one more song coming up because we got about 5 minutes before the top of the hour. All right.
That's not fair.
No, Kat. This one is gonna be fair. I'm gonna keep you right here. All right. Here's the song right here, Kat.
Told me there was only gonna be three songs. He was gonna post three songs.
Okay.
That's not right. This isn't fair.
All right. Tell me who's singing this one right here, Kat.
I really love you.
That's not one of the last three songs. That's not right.
Within my heart,
I don't know. I have no idea. That's not right.
All right, so there it is. That's 15 seconds of that song. All right, so Kat said, she said it's not fair and it's not right. So because
no,
she said it's
not.
So,
I answered the first one.
Okay, wait.
All right, so here's what we're going to do.
Kat.
That's not right. I'm mad.
No, don't be mad, Kat. Kat, don't be mad.
Yeah, I'm mad.
Kat, are you there? This is your host, Michael. Kat. Kat.
Yes.
I'm giving you a $10 gift card. Does that make you happy? $10 gift card from Subway. Does that make you happy?
Oh, yes, it does.
Good. That makes you happy.
Did I answer the first one?
Give your name and address. We'll send you a $10 gift card from Subway. Enjoy it. When you're eating it, make sure you're thinking of something. Behind and Beyond Radio Show.
Okay, I have to do the show wrap-up.
Okay,
Sonny.
Yes. Sonny, that's it. Sid, that's it. Everybody, that was the do-up portion. And I'm sorry if people are getting upset. Show's crazy tonight. What can I tell you? But that's Blind and Beyond Radio Show for you. That's why it's called Blind and Beyond. It's beyond words. What can I say? This show is beyond words.
Thank you,
Payne. Great to have you on. Sonny, do up. Great to have you on. Vincent, you've been fabulous.
Yes, thank you, Michael.
Yes, he has. He really participated. Thank you, Vincent.
Thank you, Vincent. Thank you, Sid Payne. Thank you. And
hey, Sonny, next time you got to bring some much harder ones.
Well, Michael requested easy ones for the audience.
Right.
And I want you to tell Michael, he thinks that in the still of the night, well, it's really called I Remember in the Still of the Night.
Right.
Wouldn't you say that Golden Teardrops is a much more good choice to be the number
one? I didn't say good choice. I said it was what I would consider is the top of the line. When you mention doo-wop songs, people think of the biggest song, the doo-wop, people all remember, is In the Still of the Night.
Most requested doo-wop song ever.
Okay,
by the
guys.
Five Satins.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Vincent, don't agree with me.
I'm going to say goodnight to everybody.
Good night, everyone. Good night, everyone.
Shadows was their best song.
All right.
Okay.
Michael, we'll have you back again.
Have you back again.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
Hey, listen, folks.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Listen, if you all want to participate, you call in, write to us, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and we'll try to get you on. Crazy show tonight. What can I say?
Well, next week, I don't know if it'll be crazy, but I hope you join us next Sunday, February 7th. Unbelievable. Rolling right along here. For another fun and informative Blind and Beyond radio show, co-host Gary Sinclair will join us in the Zoom room as we welcome our guest callers from CSUN Assistive Technology Conference as well as Vision Serve Alliance. Take it over, Michael.
Well, folks, what can I say? And Kat, I'm glad that you got your $10 gift card from the Subway. Don't be mad at me. I don't want you to be mad at me.
I'm going to be hearing that after the show. It's my
bad.
Hey, Michael, I want to tell you one thing.
What?
That fella you had on, Adam from AbleDocs.com.
Yes.
That product that he has, if it really does what he says,
yes,
will revolutionize technology for blind people.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
We like to bring you the best.
We like to bring you the best with Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you all for listening to the show. Thank you for having us in your homes. And I hope you enjoyed tonight's show, even though it was a little crazy. I hope you enjoyed doo-wop.
Let's give a big thank you to Chris, the octopus.
Yes,
over there
thank
the
you,
radio
Chris Shaw, for doing a great job. You did a wonderful job, Chris. And let's say goodnight. And by the way, folks, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in 1 week.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Michael. Good night, Lynn. Good night, Sid.
Good night. Good night, all.
Good night, all. Thanks, Chris, for being
here. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Good night, Johnny.
Good night.
Good night.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got